I didn't have a really good experience when I was in kindergarten, but after that, my mom, like, took me to, like, one of the neighbors, who is American, and I would learn that. I think there's only, like, 5 children in our, like, neighborhood, and we, like, learned there with our neighbor, and he's quite cute, and, like, actually, we're learning it, like a... It's not like a second language for us. Like, we have conversations and we don't memorize all the stuff. So I really like that. Like, you're learning from your experience. We have field trips and then we learn different words in our field trips. Yeah, I love that experience. Like, you're not forced to learn it. Because after I turned into, like, teenage, I found out, like, you learn all the things that people force you to do that. So I think that I have a really strong motivation to learn English because I learned it like really casually when I was little. So I really like appreciate like my mom giving me.
Well, that's really great, and you speak really fluently, and good for you. So you said you're motivated to learn English. So I was wondering, do you read any English books or English movies?
Yeah, I love Hollywood movie when I was in my high school year, and I like watched it all the time, like every day soap opera, like the series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like my friends and I, like we shared our books together. Like I bought an English book like this week, and like I and her like switched like our books, and like share the experience like we felt about the like the story.
Oh, that's awesome! So do you have a really memorable book that you really like?
What's the that like latest book? Oh, I was reading that one. I don't remember. I'm not really good at remembering the name of the book, but I think I read a lot of books from Mitch Elfman.
Oh yeah, she's
yeah. When I was high school, yeah, I read her his book. And now I think, what's that book called? There's a, yeah, I read a romantic, like,
Fault in the Stars?
No.
By John Green? It's like contemporary fiction.
No, I don't remember it. I just brought it back to Taiwan in Chinese New Year.
Well, it's all right then. So, other than reading novels, do you read other English materials that are like, you know, like fashion magazine or, you know, online blog?
Yeah, I read Vogue when I was in high school because I'm really curious about fashion, but I just found out I can't understand any fashionable stuff, so... Yeah. Oh, and I read Times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really love Times because, like, they grab all the different materials from different industries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I read the... Yeah, I think last week I read about the, like, the premier minister in Singapore. He died.
Oh, yeah,
he passed away.
Yeah, right.
And read a story from Times, and it was, like, awesome. Like, I knew all his... what he... have done for Singapore, and that is really memorable.
No, it's actually so fun.
So you come from a place and learn English just naturally. So, like, what advice would you give people when they, like, when they're so frustrated in English and they're just kind of discouraged, you know? Like, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think, like, most of my friends in Taiwan, like, we're under the education, like, you're forced to learn a second language because it's, like people always say it's globalization, you have to have second language or something. But I think, actually, like, for me, like, it's just a tool to, like, communicate with others, especially when you're in your exchange life, you find out it's just a tool. Like, you can have a communication, and, like, you can share experience with your roommates, and, like, no matter where they're from or something, yeah. Just don't force yourself too much. Like, I think you should find the hobby, like, to motivate you. Like, because I love movies, so I watch movies to learn English when I was little, yeah. So if you like reading, like novels, good. And music, I think music is really good.